A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yang Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Daf Tes Amud Beis, pagination page 18. Starting from the very top of the page at the Mishnah. Lots of people studying Shabbos get confused as to what the structure of these Mishnayos is. So let me give a quick introduction over here. We started off with the principle of carrying, transfer from one area to another. That was necessary because we want to start off the Masechta of Shabbos with things that you're not allowed to do before Shabbos because we're afraid that on Shabbos there will be some sort of violation. For example, we're going to find in the next Mishnah that a person should not put a pen behind his ear, which was apparently common practice, a needle in a certain carrying position if you were a tailor. Don't put it on your person in a way that if you forget it on Shabbos, you'll end up carrying. In our time, it means moments before Shabbos, you're putting on your Shabbos clothing, you don't put things in those pockets in a way that you might forget them and end up carrying on Shabbos. So we wanted to first introduce, coming into the laws of Shabbos, I don't know anything, so I had to tell you about the laws of transfer. Then our Mishnah is going to tell you that there's this concept of not doing things before the time of a mitzvah, so as when it comes the time of the mitzvah, you shouldn't make a mistake. And then once we know our Mishnah, that there is such a principle of preparing before the mitzvah for the mitzvah itself, so then it's going to make a lot of sense. Everything will fall into place, understanding why you're not allowed to carry certain items before Shabbos in anticipation that if you leave them there, you embed this needle in your clothing as a tailor to always have a ready needle, you're going to forget it there, and you might end up carrying on Shabbos. So our Mishnah, which is the second component to understand the third Mishnah of the Masechta, is things that you're not allowed to do before Mincha, even during the week. You're not allowed to do these things before Mincha because we're afraid that they're going to get extended and you're going to forget yourself and you won't have a Mincha on time. Won't have Mincha at all. That's the fear. So the Mishnah states, Lo yeshiv adam lefnei asapar samach lemincha ad sheyispalo. A person should not sit himself down in front of the barber before at around Mincha time until he davens, meaning the half hour before Mincha time. A person should not sit down by the barber. He should instead wait, daven Mincha, and then take his haircut, because they were worried that the scissors would break and it would be an enormous delay until they got another set of scissors and finished off the haircut. Whether this particular halacha applies today or not is not the point of our session right now. Obviously, in a different time where plenty of scissors are available, and if this guy doesn't have his scissors, the next guy has the scissors, this halacha might change regarding haircuts. But the principle of preparing before Mincha so that you don't get involved in something that could get extended is going to remain.
I think shaving would be a good example. If your shaving machine breaks, you're in trouble.
Okay. So, certainly these are valid considerations. Lo yikanes adam lamerchatz. A person shouldn't go into the bathhouse. Again, something that could get very extended. Does our shower, does that get included in this halacha? Halacha can be debated how to apply the Mishnah, but the Mishnah's principle is going to be the same. For lo labursiki, not to walk into a tannery, because if he notices something getting ruined, he's going to want to fix it. For lo lechol, and not to have a meal. For lo ledin, and not to start a court case. V'mischilu ein mafsikin, but if you started these things, and they're ongoing, You don't have to stop them. You can allow them to come to their natural conclusion, provided that their natural conclusion will allow you time to daven mincha properly. I recall in yeshiva, Rabbi Wein loved to tell us a certain story. His first day on the job, when he was a lawyer, on his way out to work, his father, who was the local Rav, but it was his father called after him and said, "Don't forget Mincha." And he told us how he was so insulted, because here he's a person who went through the yeshiva system, and he probably had smicha at the time, and he's going to a job as a lawyer. Of course I'm not going to forget Mincha. And he told us in yeshiva how he forgot Mincha that day. How he was so busy with getting involved in the business. And that's this Mishnah. This Mishnah is a human being can get involved in a project and forget Mincha. So the question is, which Mincha are we referring to, number one? And what kind of meal, for example, because that's the one that's most applicable, no matter which generation you live in, meals are meals. So what are we restricting when it comes to a meal? So there are variables, and there are opinions that will follow all of these variables, but we paskin in a certain way that's a little bit more lenient. The variables are as follows. Mincha Gedola, the larger mincha, starts from 6.5 hours of the day. So, I mean, for our theory, it's 12:30, but it's not 12:30 because sunrise was not 6 o'clock and sunset was not 6 o'clock. But midday plus a half hour is Mincha Gedola, and that's the earliest time you could daven Mincha. And some say that when it says you're not allowed to have a meal samuch leMincha until you daven, it means the half hour before Mincha Gedola, from noon, you would have to wait, daven Mincha, and then start your meal. Others say that it's referring to Mincha Ketana, the smaller Mincha, which is 2.5 hours before sunset. We're most familiar with Mincha Ketana because Plag HaMincha, half of Mincha, when it says the earliest time you're allowed to accept Shabbos, it's referring to Mincha Ketana. Half of 2.5 hours before sunset is 1.25 hours before sunset. So we're most familiar with that. So some say it's referring to the half hour before Mincha Gedola. Some say it's referring to the half hour before Mincha Ketana. This makes an enormous difference. Because if you're going into a chasna meal, so do you have to daven mincha before, or do you not have to daven mincha before? They're sitting down to the meal at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, on a Sunday, let's say. Do you have to daven mincha before, or not? The other variable is, are we talking about a suda gedola or a suda ketana? A big meal or a small meal? Anytime that I wash, it's considered a small meal, and that's already prohibited. I have to daven mincha first. Or is it only referring to a large meal that can get extended? They stop for dancing, then they eat some more. It's a big project, and it could go indefinitely sometimes. So those are all variables. The Ramah comments that if a person is in an area where the gabbai, the appointee, calls people to the minyan, so then we rely on that and we allow people to eat because the gabbai is going to come in. It's in effect a shomer, a person who's guarding to make sure that you don't forget. Also, we're lenient and we allow a large meal if it's early and a small meal even if it's late. In other words, we take all the leniencies, but a person should still be very careful. So our custom is before a chasna, definitely they sit down. Before they sit down, they daven mincha. It's prevalent custom. After the chuppah, if it's available to daven mincha or ma'ariv, that's the time they daven, before the meal. It's understood. Also, our meals, if you don't wash, and you don't have significant mizonos, so it could be that our suppers are not even called meals, because it's fruit, it's vegetable, it's meat, cheese, fish, etc. It's not really a meal. So all of those things are things to keep in mind. But again, as the structure of the Masechta, we first introduce the concept of transfer as a malacha, hotza'a. Then we introduce the concept that before sundown, there are restrictions in anticipation of sundown, so that you shouldn't forget to daven mincha beforehand. And then, in the following Mishnah, we're going to introduce the joining of these two concepts, which is that we prepare before sunset of a Friday night in anticipation that hotza'a transfer is going to become prohibited, and we make sure that nothing on our person is there to be forgotten as Shabbos begins. Yeshikoach, have a great day.